This is Morning Edition here on KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. Residents of Santa Maria are expressing frustration and grief as a string of murders and gang-related assaults have plagued the city since last summer. Santa Maria Times reporter Jamie Gista wrote a recent article on the issue and was at a march that attracted hundreds this week, hoping for some answers. She joins us now to explain what was at the heart of the walk. Jamie, welcome to KCBX.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on here.
Now, the killings started back in July with the death of 17-year-old Oscar Daniel Joaquin, and it's his family pushing for resolution. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Just to put things into perspective, in 2013, there were two homicides in Santa Maria. And in 2014, there were three. And then in 2015, it increased to 13 homicides, nine of which have gang connectivity. And Oscar Joaquin's murder in late July last year is kind of what people refer to as setting the whole thing off. It's still an unsolved homicide.
And still ongoing spree as well. 15-year-old Marcos Ramos was stabbed and killed not long after school let out back in January. Now, there were a couple of people arrested in connection with that. Has the police department been able to tie any of that with the other killings?
Not yet. Those two, particularly Marcos Ramos and Oscar Joaquin, they're both gang-related, but neither have been correlated with each other yet.
Was there any common thread among those participating Monday night, or was this a citywide representation at the walk?
It was really from every corner of the city. I mean, it was led by the police department, but what was really great to see was that people from all walks of life in the community came out.
It must have been difficult to speak with some of those grieving parents as you did.
Yeah, it's always difficult. And I'm actually primarily the education reporter, so I work with kids every day. And I usually cover positive things, and there's been a lot of negative things going on lately, especially with kids. I believe six of the homicides have been with people under the age of 18 have been killed. It's very difficult. I actually went into the home of Marcos Ramos the day after he was murdered and talked with his family. And, you know, it's very difficult to separate yourself from your emotions when you're doing that.
Yeah. How did the police department react to this walk? Did they take it as they're not doing their job, or more as the community coming out to support their efforts?
Yeah, so I think the police department, I actually do want to commend them on what they're doing. I think they're really trying to communicate with the community and try everything they can to try and solve these murders. There have been 13 homicides and 11 are still unsolved. And so I think that what they're trying to do is really just, you know, weigh out their options and try and get people to come forward. What I've heard from the police department, including the chief of police, Ralph Martin, they've all said that they really think that there are witnesses who know or have some more information about what happened to Oscar Joaquin. And that was the main purpose of the walk, to try and get people to come forward and to reach out to all the members in the community.
Well, Santa Maria Times reporter Jamie Gista, thank you so much for joining us here on KCBX and updating us on this situation in Santa Maria, unprecedented really for the number of murders within a year.
Thank you, Randall. I appreciate it.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.